the height of the Northern Ireland troubles, there was attempt by the IRA just to say to the Irish, do not buy anything that's produced in the UK. So I was giving my weekly handout to the press, and I said, I'd noticed this, but I believed that the same thing should apply all the way around. Perhaps we shouldn't buy to Irish butter. Right, that was that. 2 weeks later, I was stopped by, would I see the police chief at the house? He said, last week we found a van in South London, and inside was lists of people who the IRA had on their death list. You're one. I said, what the devil have I done? He said, I don't know. You have done something to upset them. So the only thing I think of was what I said about Irish butter. I mean, we had an election not very long afterwards, and the chief of police in Wellingborough, British police, come and see me. So I went in and he said, what do you do with your car during an election? I said, oh, I leave it at the Conservative office, which is, you know, open car park or in the road. He said, oh, no, you won't. I said, what do you mean? Oh, no, I won't. He said, no. What I'm going to do is to give up my parking space, and you will park your car every day behind the police station. Well, that's the point. I said, well, what happens when I drive home? He said, I don't care if you get killed on somebody else's patch, but you're not getting killed on mine. At that time, we had four children here, all of whom had a car, first cars, and I too. And they came and they told us that they should get under the car every morning, see if there's a bomb. So, yeah, it was a bit worrying, but in the end, it, like many other issues, it just died back. But then, of course, that Margaret's PPS was blown up, in his house in Sussex. So, yes, it does win. But on the other hand, if you spent all your time worrying about it, you wouldn't get out of bed, would you?